Okay, so this is our final podcast, really just kind of the most significant podcast that we've actually done, but we finally got around to doing one, and it's the last day pretty much here at Rio, so we thought we'd have a bit of a retrospective of the time together, and I'm joined by Liz Martin.
Hello.
And Derek Kim.
Hi.
And I'm Daniel Hale, and we have about five questions that we're going to go through and each give our reflections on our time together. If you hear any random noises from outside, that's because we're in some kind of weird domestic place, so there could be anything could happen. Okay, so let's kick off with our favourite moment from the last couple of weeks. Okay, so who wants to go first? Liz, you can go first.
I'll go first. Okay, so my favourite moment over the last fortnight has been the fact that Derek was able to go into the plenary session and hear many heads of state giving their 5-minute speech about sustainable development and why sustainable development is important. And it's been great that we've attended so many interesting events on water and sanitation and hearing how many other people from all over the world are passionate about those issues and are already working on them and showing some real energy and innovation in tackling them. And in those sessions, Derek's been able to talk a lot about the work in Yemen and the situation on the ground there, and it's just been really exciting to hear people respond well to that.
Great. What about you, Derek? Lots of you in there. What was your favourite moment?
I think for me, maybe there are two favourite moments. Definitely getting to hear the Prime Minister of Bhutan talk about development. It's so refreshing to hear someone talk beyond GDP and other demographic statistics. And also, I think last night when we went out with our Beyond 2015 partners, I was just so happy to go out with people who are actually working with the poor. Mm-hmm. I was amazed at this Rio summit, how many people we saw that aren't working with the poor and have no idea what's happening on the ground. So it was nice for me to see these kind of people.
Cool, okay. And I think for me, well, I've got two probably, building on what Liz said about your interventions. When Liz and Derek met Nick Clegg, I think that was great, in the UK Pavilion, Team GB. Also, I got Quote of the Day in Outreach magazine, which I thought was hilarious, considering it was just knocked up on the back of an envelope. I didn't really know anything about it. Okay, so that's good moments. What about bad moments? What about worst moments?
The really bad moment for me was when we finally got a copy of the text that the Brazilian government had put together, and this is the document that they wanted to be the final outcome of RioPlus20, and it didn't change in the 3 days of RioPlus20. And just going through the 50 pages of the document and seeing no firm, concrete commitments, no deadlines, no indicators for how countries were going to achieve sustainable development or change their rather environmentally damaging ways at present. So just going through the language of the text, we saw things like reaffirmation, recognition, stressing this, confirming that, but nothing that we thought was going to deliver for the world's poorest and those that are already at the sharp end of poverty.
What about you, Derek? What was your worst mo?
Well, maybe I can mention two things here. Definitely, I remember the first day I attended Rio, I got to go to the PrepCom about water. And I was very excited, and I went the next day only to find it closed. And to also see there's no text going around. So I was definitely starting to wonder, what are we doing here as all civil society? We have no access, so that was a bit of a letdown. And I think Hillary Clinton's speech last night was kind of a letdown as well.
Why?
She's talking about the great role business is playing and covering the gap of the reducing budgets of overseas development aid. And don't get me started on that subject.
You're not sold on that. Although, Liz, you had a big sort of business week, didn't you? You kind of got engaged in that.
Yeah, there's some real highlights in terms of businesses coming together and saying that water scarcity is a big problem, one of the greatest challenges that humanity faces. And they've come up with commitments that governments haven't, so they've kind of trumped governments in terms of saying we need to be talking to communities on the ground in terms of how our water consumption is affecting them, and just that there need to be many more people involved in water management. It can't be kind of top down, but that, yeah, just the recognition that exploitation of water is an issue, and we need to look further into that and really kind of check out their motivations. But if what they're saying is really with the right intent, then that's exciting news, and that's, yeah, definitely a positive spin-off from RioPlus20.
And there were some good things in the text, weren't there? Oh, do you want my worst moment? We went for a briefing with the UK government delegation, and it was during the high-level segment, and I decided to dress down for the day because I was three with wearing my suit, and there was the Secretary of State hosting the... just had a opening up and swallowing me whole time when I realised I didn't have a tie on. I looked like a... Yeah. Anyway, so good things in the text. Okay, so Derek, favourite bits from the text, best in the text?
I think all of civil society was very happy to see that water and sanitation is now being recognized as a human right.
Hey.
Despite some countries not wanting to say that. I'm not going to say who, but I think that was a big victory for all of us in civil society. I know a lot of people were pulling for that.
Great. And I would echo on in terms of water, that water got a big mention as vital to sustainable development, and I think that's a really important step forward. It seems very basic, like the human right to water and sanitation. It's like, yeah, you don't say.
It was quite nice they gave water its own section too, not just attached to food insecurity.
And what about you, Liz? What was your text?
I think it's great that in terms of coming up with some sustainable development goals over the next 3 years, they have promised in the text that they will consult with all relevant stakeholders. So we have the opportunity to push for the voices of poorest communities, the communities that Progressio works with, and to be heard, to be consulted with, and to really have their needs encapsulated within the SDGs. And I think that's exciting.
Great. And women?
Oh, yes. Lots of references to women and how women's empowerment is central to achieving sustainable development. And lots of... yeah, just like pushes for more engagement with women and building their ability to engage in kind of natural resource management. So again, plenty of things for us to kind of work with over the years to come.
Great. But the text, as we've heard already, wasn't all good news.
No.
So Derek, the worst in the text, what was the worst bits in the text for you?
Well, while we had some victories maybe on the policy end, at the end of the day, I feel very sorry that I have nothing to go back to Yemen with as far as commitments. And, you know, this Rio event's not a fundraising event, but a lot of people were really hoping that the international community would recognize some of its commitments to work and continue with the MDGs and development in general, and that's just not there.
Okay, and Liz, you would build on that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Just a total lack of ambition at RioPlus20. Unfortunately, governments, when they came together, weren't able to come up with a kind of game-changing statement as to how the next 10 years might put us on a more sustainable trajectory. So that's really disappointing. And also, just a specific, fossil fuel subsidies are not going to end, according to the outcome document, very kind of woolly wording around how those will be phased out. So another missed opportunity on that front.
Yeah, $1 trillion that we could...
$1 trillion. Imagine how that could be better used for renewables.
And for me, I think I would echo my colleagues across civil society thinking that it was incredibly cheeky of the drafters to write with the full participation of civil society in the top paragraph of the document, considering how difficult it was to get access, and even when you had access, how hard it was to influence the process, despite major groups being, you know, apparently having much more access than at any time in any other UN negotiations. So I think it's a bit cheeky to put that in the text, but never mind.
I was quite happy in the plenary when the NGO major group representative spoke, and he said he wanted that removed from the text.
Yeah.
So that I think that was a nice message to world leaders.
And you had a big moment with a world leader, didn't you, in terms of participation of civil society in the UN?
Well, I did get to see the UN Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, And it was quite a historic event, as it was the first time that he met the major groups of civil society. So I got to be there representing Progressio, and we are very happy about that. And even at the end of the meeting, one of the major group coordinators told us that he, quote, felt there was a connection established. So we were quite excited.
It seems like everyone's got a secretary general story. We were just in the cafe down the road, and our colleagues from Bio Regional had gone for dinner at some restaurant down the road, and they'd chosen quite a nice table, and then they got turfed off because the secretary general had reserved it. But they did get a photo with him. So I feel like I'm the only one without an SG story. All right. So as you know, we were here to lobby and campaign, and you know, as well as witness and observe. What about last question? What about our favourite lobbying tactics or campaign tactics that we had seen over the last couple of weeks? Liz, what's your fave?
Okay, so on the way out of the conference centre yesterday, we were just leaving the site for the final time, and we saw at the entrance a group of people, someone pretending to be dead on the floor, and they were having, they were calling it like a die-in, and lots of people were writing notes of kind of commiseration about the fact that this document is not ambitious and is not going to achieve that much for future generations. So I thought that was pretty moving. It was a reminder that although we were quite happy that two exhausting weeks have come to the end, there's a lot of work still to be done.
Killed by capitalism, one of the notes.
Yeah.
Derek, shall I do it? And then Derek, you can go. My favourite was the Girl Guides, who were in evidence in some numbers, toggles and neckerchiefs at the ready. And my fave was that there was a paragraph of text all about informal education, and they really wanted to get this in, and the chair, there was agreement except one country, and the chair said, if you can get consensus, we'll put this paragraph in. So they just surrounded the Armenian... Algeria. And they surrounded the negotiator from Algeria and basically just talked at him and made sure that he thought it was a good idea. And then, lo and behold, the text on informal education got put in. So I think that was a victory for our uniformed colleagues.
So I think what we should do next time is we should get all of civil society to form a chain around the conference centre and not let anybody exit until we've got more ambition. Good on for the Girl Guides.
Good on the Girl Guides. No scouts, didn't see any scouts, just guides. Don't know what that was about. Derek, what was your fave?
Well, as I've come from Yemen, I was quite happy when we got to meet some members of the Yemen delegation, and I know that when we go back to Yemen, there are some things, our small victories in the text, we're really going to be pushing them and the donor community in Yemen for, so I hope we can have a new strong partnership with them.
Awesome, that's great. Oh, well, on that note, I think that's the end of our little short podcast of our favourite and least favourite moments in the last couple of weeks. Thank you very much, Derek Kim.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks very much indeed, Liz Martin.
Thanks, Nan.
And that's everything from me. Bye!
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 Thanks for downloading this Progressio podcast. For more about Progressio, check out progressio.org.uk. We're Progressio, people-powered development.